Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Oh, man. So worse. Whenever you go out with somebody, have a great time, only to not hear from them again. We're going to help out like we're going to do right now for Kyle. Kyle, good morning.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Wait a minute. Before we get into your situation, listen, not to undermine the fact that you're dealing with this with Dana, we're sorry, but I do want to invite you to Kyle. What's it called? Kyle Fest?
Is it? Audrey? Yeah.
Kyle Fest is happening. So the city of Kyle has said, okay, we didn't do very good the first time around, so we're going to invite Kyles from all over the area to join us for round two. They're going at it again to try to break the Guinness World Record for the largest collection of Kyles.
What? They have a whole website called kylefair.com. It says Kyle Fair, a textravaganza.
Oh my God, no, that's awesome. I didn't know about that.
They're trying to beat the record set by Bosnia and Herzegovina of the most Ivans. So let's make it happen. Kyle, we're personally inviting you. All right, now, on to your dilemma with Dana. Tell us what happened.
We met online. We talked for a while before I finally asked her out, and we grabbed coffee together, and it was so much fun. We ended up staying at that coffee shop for over an hour, and then for our second date, I invited her over to my place to have a movie marathon, which, you know, sounded like I had no bad intentions with that at all. Just thought it would be fun and cozy. We were truly just going to watch a movie.
Okay.
And, you know, we cuddled all through the night, and she ended up falling asleep, which was very cute. And this may sound ridiculous, but, you know, it felt really nice having her at my house. I really like her. And it's been a long, long time since I'd had a woman stay the night at my house, and it wasn't uncomfortable at all.
Until she woke up and you're drawing her.
No.
Can you imagine?
No.
Oh, my God. An easel. Here he is painting you asleep. Oh, my God.
Dude, Audrey, would you freak out if you woke up and you're about to see this dude
was
drawing
not,
her?
Was not like that. I might have gotten a little ahead of myself thinking about the future, you know. But, like, that's just because I just really enjoyed her presence. Not in a creepy way at all. Like, I just genuinely really liked her around. So I'm pretty sad because she's not as much in my life anymore, and I'm just wondering why. And if there's anything I can do, I'll do it, because I really like Dana.
Let's get right to it. Let's call her and see what she says. Okay, hang on.
Okay.
Hello?
Dana.
Yeah?
Hey, this is really weird, and I just want to say thank you in advance for sticking with us here. But before you say anything else, I want to let you know that we're Booker, Alex, and Audrey. We do a morning show on Mix 94.7, and we have a segment called Waiting by the Phone, where we help out people that feel like they've been ghosted. Now, all we do is facilitate a conversation. We are not on anyone's side, and we certainly are not trying to make you look bad, but we're calling because Kyle reached out to us and really, really said wonderful things about you, had a wonderful time with you, and is really kind of heartbroken that he feels that you're not interested in talking to him anymore. More importantly, doesn't know why. So we're hoping that you would spend a couple of minutes, just let us know, and if you don't want to talk to him anymore, he's accepted that, but can we just at least give him some answers?
Oh, my God. yeah, you know, I'm not really sure what to say, because I don't want to hurt his feelings.
Oh,
and I,
well, just be honest. I mean, I think that's the best thing that you can do.
All right. Honestly, I just, like, we went out twice, and I kind of got the ick, like, several times.
Okay.
So, so the first thing, I started to pick up on the fact that he wanted to save money. Like, he kept mentioning that he was trying to save money. And then, like, just throughout the day, like, okay, so the second night, like, we went out twice. Well, didn't really go out. We went to a coffee shop, and then we went to his house the second night. And he was like, hey, why don't we hang out at my place so we don't have to spend money?
Oh.
Honestly, I would have been fine. Like, movie marathon, something casual. He didn't have to tell me why he had that in mind. I kind of thought that I was going to go over there and it was going to be, a movie night, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
But it wasn't.
Damn.
No,
okay. So
yeah.
How'd it go whenever he said you fell asleep at the house? You cuddled. Yeah. That's good, right?
This is where it gets extra ick. When we were watching movies together, he wanted to be the little spoon and lay his head on my chest all night. Like, I felt like...
Wait a minute, hold on. Let me just picture this for a second. So someone's back is against the back of the couch, and yeah, you're facing the television. You're the big spoon if the person is in front of you, closest to the television. That's the little spoon. And he wanted to be the little spoon in front of you.
Yes. And also, that was kind of part of why I fell asleep, because I, like, couldn't even see the movie because I saw his head. So it just felt like he was really immature and not really ready to be a man for me, like, or like the kind of man that I'm looking for.
Got it.
You know?
Got it.
Yeah. I don't want to date somebody who's worried about spending money on me and,
right,
wants to be the little spoon.
I'm feeling like questioning a lot about myself right now. That I don't know. Maybe a little insecure now. I didn't realize that was such an issue, but I don't know. I'm sorry. At the end of the day, I don't really want someone who makes me feel that either. If you're not comfortable with me,
yeah.
So Dana, I really like you, but if it's not working, you just aren't comfortable with me, then I hope that you do find your big spoon.
There you go, big spoon.
I don't know what else to say.
Same for you.